Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's show. This is Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me. Today is Wednesday, June 12, 2019, and we will be talking about the astrology and energies of this week. Welcome to those of you who are brand new to this program. Thank you for finding this show, and I hope that you gain some good information, some valuable information for yourself and your life during our time together. This podcast airs every Monday and Wednesday. And just a technical note for those of you who are subscribers and regular listeners to this show, the Monday episode had problems processing, and it wasn't uploaded until hours after the show aired. This happens at times, of course, and it's just something that I can't do anything about it, and I know we're all just waiting. So thank you for your patience. Typically, these things get resolved quickly, but of course, at times, they take a while. In my schedule, I only have 1 hour on Mondays and 1 hour on Wednesdays to do this show. So I always hope to bring you the most information that I can during that time. And when the show doesn't air, sometimes I just have to keep moving and connect with you at the next show. So just kind of this real-world stuff that we deal with at times. Now, in today's show, we have a lot to talk about because this is a big week, a big month, and we are moving through some significant energies that are requiring us to let go. There's a big letting go theme here. It's showing up in multiple ways in the energy of right now, in the astrological energies, as well as the overall imprint of right now. So we have the energy of Mars in Cancer, conjunct the North Node in Cancer. We also have Mercury in Cancer. Cancer is about our first feelings, what really resonates with us at a heart level, where we go to feel safe in our inner worlds, our feelings. It's our sacred place. It's our sense of security in the world, even, that inner security. Then we have Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn conjunct the South Node in Capricorn. And this is the South Node. It's also known as the tail of the dragon. It's where we let go. It's a letting go of what has been, of a way of life, of a part of your life. Then we also have Neptune in Pisces. Pisces is the 12th and final astrological sign, and it is about completions, endings, letting go. So we have this theme of letting go in multiple areas of the astrology right now. And we're really deeply letting go at a soul level of themes and energies we've had for lifetimes. And it's very significant. So the Mars in Cancer energy is a trigger. Mars is always a trigger. It's an activator. Mars is our masculine energy. We go for what we want. We take action. And Mars was at 10 degrees of Cancer the beginning of June. Now, 10 degrees of Cancer is the first eclipse on July 2nd. So basically, this Mars in Cancer activated eclipse energy starting this month, starting in June, and it really brings up to the forefront the emotional gunk, our true feelings, what's in our heart, how we really feel about something. It brings up what's unresolved. It brings up what's unconscious. It brings up what we didn't know was there. You can see that it brings up a lot because that's how we transform into more of our power, into higher choices, into new levels of awareness. And it is working with these parts of our energy fields that perhaps we just weren't aware of. So I'm going to talk more about that in today's show. And then the other significant energy we have is this upcoming full moon in Sagittarius, which is on June 17th. It's at 25 degrees of Sagittarius, which is activating the galactic center. The galactic center is actually around 26 degrees of Sag, and this full moon illuminates these energies. It means that we are more receptive to receiving what we're ready to understand. The galactic center is a portal of revelations. And the galactic center is essentially how our galaxy lines up in the cosmos with other galaxies. So it's that point of contact with bigger cosmic energies. And that means that we're in alignment for an advancement, for a new revelations, for new information, for higher understandings, higher perspectives, because that's what Sagittarius is. It means that we're just learning about our place in the galaxy. We're learning more about what exists all around us in the cosmos. And this is a full moon that's activating more of these messages for you in your own chart at 25 degrees of Sagittarius. This is where you are uniquely connected to the cosmos, to the bigger energy fields that are out there beyond what have been discovered, that are billions of light years away. Of course, we're all connected to these energies, and it's during these times that we receive, and I feel it at a spiritual, intuitive, energetic level, we receive more information that helps us with our growth, that helps us with our expansion. And so this is a huge energy that is going to work with the collective consciousness. This full moon at the galactic center is opening us up to more of what's out there, and we're not alone, and what other energies are out there, and what's the bigger picture. And I feel that it's even, because it's a full moon opposing Gemini, it's the bigger story of Earth, the bigger story of humanity, of our planet. So there's this expansion with this full moon. So in your own chart, you're looking at where 25 degrees of Sagittarius is, and that's where you are ready to even reveal or connect with more of your own cosmic energy field, with things that are beyond Earth's atmosphere. It's, you know, beyond the troposphere, beyond the stratosphere. It goes out. And I feel these as positive energies, supportive energies, evolutionary energies that help us open up. And I'm actually getting the image right now of Galileo and his telescope, and how, you know, it was so insane and revolutionary that there would be these more planets out there. And at that time, I believe they could only see to Saturn. But it was that time of discovery during the Renaissance. And Galileo was an astrologer and an astronomer, and was really all about looking at where we could go next and seeking out more understanding. So this energy is a portal of expansion that you are meant to be very aware of what comes up for you next week. And you could be feeling that now, in fact, since the Gemini new moon, the energies build over 2 weeks to the full moon. And it's a very big, bright full moon, as every full moon is, but it's in Sagittarius, which is, of course, ruled by Jupiter, the biggest planet in our solar system. I have a separate video for you on YouTube about the Sagittarius full moon. And one thing that's also interesting is that after this full moon is exact at 25 degrees, then the sun moves on to complete the last 3 to 4 degrees of Gemini. And the sun is unaspected. It's called perigee or perigrine. And that means it travels by itself. It's not connected to any other planet. There's no aspects. It's traveling as a wanderer. And this is the sun, of course, which is vital to our energy and to our life. It is light. It is warmth. It is a very big energy source. And it is not connected with other planets after this full moon. And I feel like there's something about that that allows each of us to be in our own energy and to think, to process, integrate, marinate what has come up or transpired. And this feels like an energy of going within, especially because the sun will then enter Cancer on June 21st. And this happens June 21st at 11:54 a.m. Eastern Time. So there is a sense of contemplation after the full moon and perhaps needing time to yourself or needing time to think things through, to get clear in your mind, in your head, and to ensure that your mind is truly connected to your heart and that your heart is truly connected to your head. And this is part of the strong energy right now of the Gemini and Cancer energies. And as the sun enters Cancer, the Cancer energy gets bigger. So these are ongoing themes for us. These are ongoing things to be aware of, which brings me to, again, these energies of Cancer and Capricorn right now that are so pivotal because they are showing up as key energies in many places. This means that in your chart, the houses and the planets that are in Cancer or Capricorn are strongly being worked with right now. And you're really meant to pay attention here because it's for your own conscious choices, your own soul growth, and it's truly a honing in on these energies for you. This is working with you individually. It's working with us collectively. But this energy signature is not going to go away. In fact, it is just beginning because of the eclipse energies. And in July, it's the first time that we're going to have the eclipses in the complementary pair of Cancer and Capricorn. So January of this year, 2018, we had the eclipse in Capricorn. Last July, 2018, we had a solar eclipse in Cancer. But this is the first time that we're having Cancer and Capricorn eclipses together in the same month. And it's working with the nodal axis and then working with Pluto very strongly. So let me explain what these energies are because, okay, the astrology language is one thing, but let's get down to the practical or the deeper understanding of what is happening. So Cancer is, as I said at the top of the show, basically your private emotional world. And Cancer is where we come from. It's family, childhood, your first feelings of something, your emotional response, your emotional reaction. And it's very private. It's your private world. It's a sense of what is intimate, what is safe. And it's also related to, I think of it as Main Street USA, if you will, like that small town, everyone knows each other feeling. Well, Capricorn is Wall Street, okay? And it's that big city, corporate, business, public world energy. So So Capricorn is how you show up in the world. It's the profession, the career, the job, your title, your status. And it is about what people see. And Cancer is what people do not see. So these are the energies of the eclipses, is that we are each reworking within ourselves how we know ourselves emotionally and personally, and then how that reflects our showing up in the world. So this is a big energy of changing what you thought was important, what you thought had meaning, what you thought was the right career for you, and what you wanted to do in the world. If you've listened to this show before, you know that I've said these things before, and these are the big energies that we're going to be working with into 2020, because we have more eclipses coming in Capricorn and Cancer. December 26th, there'll be another eclipse in Capricorn. January 10th, another eclipse in Cancer. And then next June and July of 2020, we will also have eclipses in Cancer and Capricorn. So this is the timeline. It's essentially from the middle of this year to the middle of next year. We are individually adjusting. And it's not just, it's like, it's not just an adjustment. It's actually you're clearing things out across so many timelines, lifetimes, soul lessons, because it's connected with the North Node and the South Node. So it's really big, and it means that we're changing permanently in our lives, and this also relates to your family. It relates to your family environment, where you came from, where how you grew up, where you grew up, what you were taught as a child, how you were told the world was, or how you were told this is what matters, this is what's important, this is what is good in the world. And it's what you've absorbed that you maybe didn't question or you questioned later on. And we are looking at those messages and essentially forming new answers about our life priorities, about what you deem as important, what you choose as worthwhile, what you want. Cancer and Capricorn are the parental axis in the astrology chart, the parental axis of the mother nurturer home and the father patriarchy public job. And so these are the parts of our chart that we are saying, this is done, this is gone, I don't want this, I'm ready to move, I'm ready to change careers, I'm ready to rework something. This can work with your family's lineage. What, again, what you learned from your family, what your mother taught you, what your dad said, what your siblings even did, or how it affected you emotionally. You can see this is a very potent energy. And it requires us to be very aware of what matters now, today, right now. Cancer is the past. Saturn and Pluto conjunct the North Node is the past. It's what has transpired. It's what has been. And it's bringing you up against, I feel it as a wall almost, of you got to make a choice. You know, you got to choose where you're going to go or what you're going to do next because it's right for you. It's not about your family. It's not about their expectations. Expectations are big with Jupiter in Sagittarius. You expect something to look a certain way. You have assumptions. You have a sense of, oh, it could be this. You know, it's that biggest dream. It's that biggest hope. And we are being grounded by the Capricorn energies about the reality of life and the reality of the time it takes to build something. And those are actually the things that are coming down, is that what has been built is no longer needed, or it's no longer in resonance with your heart. It all relates. Of course, all these energies overlap and come together. But I feel it as it's very personal, and it can feel public. But ultimately, the North Node in Cancer says, listen to yourself. Listen to your feelings. These are the parts of you that are not going to go away. And they are personal and private. And right now, they are the best navigation tool. The North Node has not been in Cancer since late 1990 and 2001. 1990, 2001, so the turnover of the century. And, of course, there were big choice points there, and maybe you remember the whole Y2K craze and all the things that were going on, and I remember there were jobs everywhere. It was a very interesting time. And when we have a lot of big energies happening, you can be distracted by the outer world. You can be pulled in all these different places. You can follow something that's false, that's not truly you. And that can be part of that Capricorn energy at times of, well, I should do this job because I know it's going to pay more than the other job that I really, really want. The Capricorn energy at its highest is about responsibility and discipline, integrity, self-respect. But the lower end of that Capricorn energy that's being cleared out for all of us is allowing things to end that aren't meant to stand the test of time because they weren't created in the best or truest energy or with the best and truest intentions. And it's happening all around us. It's happening in governments and business and politics and the world, that things are very uncomfortable at times. They're shifting. And this Pluto in Capricorn means that there's a lot of secrets right now. There's a lot of things we do not know, and we will know them in January when Saturn conjuncts Pluto and says, it's time, Saturn's all about timing, it's time to lay your cards on the table. It's time to see what's been unfolding over the past 2 or 3 years, because we don't have the story. We're trying to get a story. We're trying to figure out the truth and what's what and who's who and who's right and who's wrong. That's not clear yet. There's a lot of chaos, a lot of distractions. It'll be clearer in 2020 when the secrets come out or the indictments come out, the long line of criminals are revealed, and then we say, wow, because we've really been fed a lot of untruths. So that Pluto in Capricorn is still hidden and doing a lot of work behind the scenes, a lot of work that's confidential, and things are getting worked out. And a lot of power games, a lot of power stuff happening behind the scenes. So what we're each working with right now is setting ourselves on a true trajectory of personal truth. I am not going to say that sentence fast. True trajectory of personal truth. It's making sure that you're in alignment with what you really, really want. And that is how you're here to share your energy, share your gifts, follow your path, love your life. This North Node in Cancer comes back to us and says, what do you love? And what do you want to love about your life? And what do you want to love about your career? And what do you want to love about your daily life? I remember back in 2000, 2001, I met my first spiritual teacher, who was one of the most influential women in my life. And I was going through this huge awakening. I was struggling with my career. And I thought I was going to her for career advice. But she was really asking me to look at, well, what do you want in your life? How do you want to feel? How do you want to live? And I didn't think I had the ability to choose that. I didn't think that was possible. But the more I thought about it, it's like, well, how do I want to live my life? And what do I want to feel? And you'll know what you want to feel because it's your moon sign. Your moon sign is your emotional nature on a daily basis. So you go to your moon to understand how you want to feel or what's comfortable for you, what feels right, what feels good, what's satisfying. And then from there, you look at the ruler of your moon for more details, more information. Of course, you're looking at the house placement as well, because the house is where your moon feels safe, feels seen, feels validated. And this gives you an idea of where you feel good about you. The North Node in Cancer is ruled by the moon. So it's reconnecting us with our moon signs and those needs. And it's saying, make sure your daily life includes the energy of your moon. So years ago, she was reconnecting me to that place in me, to the moon sign, to choose how I wanted to live my life, whereas I was thinking I had to fit in to somebody else's job title, somebody else's needs, somebody else's requirements. When you flip the script, you come from a place of this is who I am, make room at the table, make way, world, I'm coming through, there's room for me here. When you energetically flip that around, you start to experience your life differently. And I know we have responsibilities, and I know you need to make an income, and we have bills to pay, and you got to get food, and all these things, yes. But you start by switching it around. And so this was a key time for me, that last time the North Node was in Cancer, because it taps us into what you want to feel and to create a life based on that. Build from there instead of trying to fit it into a side pocket or somewhere else. So when you do that, as we're being guided to do, you start to understand your own power, to build the life you want. So this time here, June and July, the eclipses in July, are redirecting you. And again, this can mean big changes, big breakups. This can be divorce. This can be endings. This can be significant tension. It really can, because it's the tension between who you've been and finally meeting who you really are and understanding everything that's connected, and then also seeing what doesn't fit going forward. It's time to clear out where you haven't had the satisfaction, the personal daily content, the peace, the joy that you want. And with this Neptune in Pisces, beautifully supporting the energies, it's that beautiful support of God, Source, Spirit, the universe. It's that beautiful letting go. Okay, I can do this gracefully. Please help me make this change gracefully. And it's working with your own driving intentions in a new way. Now, there's tension, as I said, during this time, especially here in this middle of June with the Mars in Cancer, opposing Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn. This energy is going to continue. It's the strongest on the 13th, 14th, 15th, and actually goes to the 18th of June. We also have Mercury in Cancer coming through, and that brings up the words we got to say. Mercury conjunct Mars is very verbally strong, shall we say. It can be very verbally aggressive. In Cancer, it can have a lot coming out emotionally. It can be very reactionary or defensive. But when it's really connected to what it needs to say from the heart, there can be a lot of truth that's spoken. Things that have been repressed, what you haven't said before, can finally come out. With this Mercury conjunct Mars. And that is already in effect because they're 4 degrees apart right now. Mercury is going to speed up and move over Mars early next week. So there's this growing energy of what you've got to say, of what needs to come out, of what's in your heart, of what your true feelings are, of what your true feelings are. And it looks like that will be exact Sunday and Monday, so June 16th and June 17th at 18 and 19 degrees of Cancer, opposing Saturn in Capricorn. Now, these tensions are already happening. And in fact, Hong Kong is a great example right now, where there are tens of thousands of protesters who are really upset about the government's decision, a bill that would allow the government to extradite suspects to China. So remember that Hong Kong is unique because it was owned as a British colony for years, and in 1997, it was given back to China with a special understanding that it would be free for 50 years. So between 1997 to 2047, Hong Kong is its own special autonomous place, but China is bringing in a bill that would give it more power in Hong Kong. And so please read up on this. Of course, look into this more if you're interested. But it's essentially the Capricorn energies of the government fighting against the people, Cancer. And again, Cancer is all about how you really feel about something. And this is So this is just one example of the current astrological energies. And it's not going away. I mean, this will go into next week. And ideally, these types of situations lead to a new choice, a resolution, a decision. But, of course, it's been very violent, very intense, and ongoing. So it could be that there's more of these types of things that come up, and they're meant to bring us awareness around how the Capricorn energies, the authorities, the decision makers, are affecting the regular people, the common folk, you know, us, the public, through Cancer. So this is ongoing. And keep in mind that, as I said, this energy goes into 2020. These are complicated issues. The Capricorn energy means it's slow moving, slow to make decisions, slow to make laws, slow to get a bill changed. All of that is part of Capricorn. And I feel like this goes back to that visual that I offered you a few shows ago about the umbrella of light and being that umbrella of light that helps with these changes, that allows things to be infused with the highest and best intentions for all, so that it's like it gets detangled or worked out for the best ways moving forward. And that's what's interesting, too, is that these energies are about the past, and it can be very easy to get caught up in the past or get caught up in what was or what we've done before or the precedents. And there's something here that we're seeing what didn't work, what doesn't work, what was unconscious, what was karmic, which was a situation that had these ill consequences with it. It's like there's things that are being cleared out because we want new solutions that represent the global energies now, but also that represent where humanity is going. And that's important because of the age of Aquarius. And on Monday, I'm going to do a show about the age of Aquarius. And how we're still in an overlapping period with the age of Pisces. So I'm going to talk about that on Monday's show, which is June 17th, that day of the Galactic Center full moon. So that should be an interesting show, shouldn't it, to see what comes through about where we're going versus where we've been and what is important for humanity right now. Just a heads up for you about that upcoming show. And if you haven't had a chance, you may be interested in listening to Monday's podcast where I share with you some visuals. I was receiving some intuitive channeling about the energies of right now and setting yourself free if you felt stuck, trapped, prisoner. And I hope that that show helps you to rise above duality, to rise above contrasts, and to essentially set yourself free from the outdated energies that are ending. I mean, that's part of right now, too. Cycles are completing. Very big cycles. Very big cycles. And depending on your astrology chart, it could be very, very big for you, or it could be less big. Less big, we'll say. I was thinking about how there are people who were born in the 60s, and in your chart, you have Chiron and Saturn in Pisces opposing Pluto and Uranus in Virgo. And I believe it was the mid-60s to late-60s, and I think that's it. I'm just going off the top of my head here. These eclipses are going to be great for what you're here to do because they're working favorably with the outer planets in your chart. They're working favorably with Uranus, Pluto, Saturn, and Chiron. Amazing. So with eclipses, we can go, oh, no, the sky's falling, bad things, whatever. No, no, no. That's not the level of consciousness that we are operating with or that I speak to. I mean, there's other people who maybe speak to that level of consciousness. But we speak to our power, our choices, our possibilities. And these eclipses are going to be awesome because you've been through your Chiron return in Pisces. And you haven't yet had your second Saturn return in Pisces. So people in their 50s, like you are ready. You are being released. You are being encouraged. You are being supported. I know you've been through some hard things, but this is going to help propel you up to that next place in your life. And I feel like some of you just had like unresolved dreams or something you thought would never happen or couldn't happen. This is like timing is on your side here. But you had to take care of some stuff. And yet you had to take care of it responsibly, go through the lessons, go through the learning, go through the healing. And then you're going to be, I'm getting the image of a jump on a trampoline. You know, like you jump up and it happens faster than you think it will. Or there'll be more support or more buoyancy for this next dream. the next adventure, the next start, the next business, the next endeavor. So I want to give that encouragement because I know the demographics of the people who listen to this show, and it's mostly people between 35 and 65. Of course, there's more people outside of that, but that's the data I have on my audience. And so I know that those of you in your 50s, you are like, I am ready, Molly, because you've been through some hard stuff, and now it's time, okay? It's time, because the cycle that you went through is closing out, new cycles are starting, and stay true to your heart and to trusting yourself. That's all you need. Like, you've got what you need. We all do, by the way. I'm not just talking about to people in their 50s. We've got what we need. All of us do. But we pack it away. We hide it in certain pockets. We don't want other people to see it. We wear masks. We have a facade. But I feel like there's a part of you that's just done with that. And there's going to be this rising up into a whole new chapter and period. The other part of this energy is the completions of a cycle that really allow you to feel forgiveness. Forgiveness for yourself, forgiveness for others, forgiveness for anything, everything. Trust what comes up for you. This is a forgiveness because that Neptune in Pisces is softening us. It's softening us away from our ego, softening us away from our mind. Venus in Gemini is helping us to see things in a different light. Gemini being the mind and being of two minds is Gemini. And Venus comes in as a really good friend who understands both sides of our mind. And she brings in this softness, this, yeah, I understand, yeah, let's talk it out, well, maybe look at what you were learning, or what was that about, and she's just very gentle, because she's that feminine energy, who, it allows you to be all of yourself, both of two minds, your left brain and your right brain, and she says that, yeah, it's okay, really okay. And as I do this show, Venus is at 4 degrees, Gemini, about to have a sextile, exact sextile with Chiron in Aries at 5 degrees, almost 6 degrees. So this is a learning about yourself, learning what you were healing, learning it, and seeing the story in a new way so that you can heal. You can heal what you've been telling yourself in your mind. And that's just the reality for many of us. You know, you think about something and maybe you replay it, you spin in it, you get stuck in something. It's sort of like going to your iPod and playing the same song over and over again. But at some time, you know, you got to switch up the track. And that's what's happening here in our heads, is that there's this ability to see it in a new way, and in a way that is kinder and has a, it's like this gentleness with it. So these are certainly grand energies. The sun is at 21 degrees of Gemini. It's funny how the sun isn't, it's always important, it's always pivotal, but it's being overshadowed by the opposition between the Cancer and Capricorn energies. The Sun is at 21 degrees of Gemini, and it just had an opposition to Jupiter at 19 degrees of Sagittarius retrograde. And that's always about making something bigger than it is. It's exaggeration and expansion, thinking you can do more than you possibly could in a day. But it can be invigorating for seeing a bigger picture. So keep in mind that a lot of right now is asking us to listen. This Jupiter at 19 degrees of Sagittarius is in retrograde, and it's making a square to Neptune at 18 degrees of Pisces. And these are both mystical, spiritual energies. Both Sag and Pisces are intuitive. So there is a need here to look at how you're trusting yourself and trusting the bigger picture, how you're trusting right now and you're trusting what you can't see, you're trusting what's possible, but having faith that things are unfolding on the timeline that is best. And there are many possibilities. Okay, I'm hearing how there are always many possibilities for living your best life. And it feels important to end on this, because as things are changing, as you're going through perhaps a really big time in your life, if a career or profession is ending, if something is happening that's creating a lot of chaos or drama, or things are really uncertain or they feel scary. If anything really big is shaking you, okay, just go back or go in to know that there's many ways you can realize your dreams, you can have a good life, you can step into a next adventure. Stay open to possibilities, because sometimes we're too focused on the real world, on the here and now, on what's in front of us, and yet all of that's temporary. All of that's temporary. And I'm hearing that song, Closing Time, every beginning comes from some other beginning's end. I think I got the lyrics right there. Is it semisonic? Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. So the endings are happening, but the new beginnings unfold, and so the story goes. So please remember, there are many possibilities for living your best life. There are many possibilities for next steps, and that could alleviate any mental burdens or anxiety that you might be feeling. And again, you might enjoy Monday's podcast as I talk about more of those energies too. For those of you who have your own business or you're wanting to go into business for yourself, I'm currently offering 50% off one of my online courses called Mastering Abundance in Your Spiritual Business. This is good until the end of June with coupon code Jupiter. The link is below this podcast. And I'm sharing that now because it's really important to work through your relationship with money, with receiving, with how you establish your professional rates, how you show up in the world, understanding your value, really big things. So I want to help more of you with that part of your life if that is something you need right now. Otherwise, I'll see you back here on Monday, June 17th, where we'll talk about the age of Aquarius and where we are going, as well as what's important right now, because the energies of this time on the planet are exciting, are revolutionary, are all about advancing humanity. And there's many components that are a part of that. So I look forward to talking about that with you on Monday. Until then, my friends, I wish you a beautiful week ahead. I wish you a sense of your own power, an understanding of your choices always, and a really deep connection to trust and faith as well. Thank you for joining me, and I'll see you back here soon. Take good care.